Sybil. We are in the Rock City.
We are in the Rock. Good morning from Little Rock, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, Sybilula? Latest player and Sherry.
Sherry Day.
From the New York studios, Sherry Shepherd Day. Good morning, Sherry.
Buenos dias, la gente.
Oh, she's not. She's in LA. She's speaking to
me. I'm in LA.
Yeah, she's in LA.
I'm in LA. Yeah, I'm taping Soul Man. I'm taping Soul Man this week.
Yay!
I'm in LA.
Oh, with Cedric and Niecy Nan.
So Soul Man is your second or your third job? Is that your second or your third job now?
It's my third because I was co-hosting The Real, so I'm out here.
Yeah, we missed you on The Real. We've been on the road all week, Sherry.
Oh, when was you on The Real?
No, it's okay. It doesn't air until February 23rd, so it's all good.
Excellent.
It's all good.
Okay. I thought that we had, because Sherry was on hosting The Real. Was it Monday?
It was Monday. Mm-hmm. But you know what happens when you, and y'all in Arkansas, is it snowing out there?
It's supposed to snow.
We come to town and the snow's coming.
They had no snow until somebody got into town.
Oh, come on. Talking about snow.
It was sunny yesterday.
And I think it was a high of 86.
Like 97 degrees 97, yesterday.
Close to 100.
And the snow started. Yeah, we got 9 feet of snow here.
I have to say, thank you. I'm in love in L.A. I got a tank top on, and I got my jeans with holes in them.
There's a lot of tank right there, man. A lot of tank. You talk about fury. Go ahead on, girl.
You better stop.
Lord have mercy.
This early.
It's never too early for that.
Sorry, Sherry. Sherry. Sorry about that.
Don't apologize.
Disrespect never sleeps.
Hold on, let me shut my eyes. I got it.
The visual's already there. Yeah.
Sorry about that, Sherry.
I plead the blood. Over you, Jay.
We love you, Sherry.
Oh, Sherry, we've been having such a time on this road tour. We started out Monday. We went to Houston.
H-Town.
Then we went to Beaumont. And from Beaumont, we went to Shreveport. Now we're in Little Rock for the next 2 days.
And yesterday got devious. A little devious. Yes, it did.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? What are you saying?
Okay. So when we left Shreveport, we got on the bus. One was missing.
Yeah.
Because the diva of the trip. The diva of the trip.
Jay.
I don't know what we did to offend her.
She left the bus.
But she left the bus.
She got her own limo.
She got in her own car.
Stretch limo.
I'm not lying.
I'm not joking.
Oh, Lord.
We're on a bus, Sherry. Uh-huh. And we're in
nice bus.
It's a beautiful,
very nice,
and it's one of those buses that branches out. Yeah. You know,
we got a nice, nice, comfortable ride. And yesterday,
the diva
from the trip from Shreveport to Little Rock, the 4 hour trip.
Yes, in a limo. In a white limo.
What did we do, Sid?
A white limo.
You didn't.
What did we do?
I promise.
What did we do on the bus?
You didn't do anything. It was nothing. I just wanted to change the scenery.
It's the same scenery. We're riding through country town.
No, what looking she at means rebel when she flag. Says, Tom, when she needs a change of scenery, she meant the two people she got to look
two
at every day.
She can't stand looking at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sherry.
You understand. Yeah. You understand, yes, diva.
Sherry.
She needed a change of mannery. That ain't no
and
diva.
So I was in the car with Rob and with Jada.
Stretch limo.
And we had a nice ride over from Shreveport.
Remember the movie Car Wash? When Richard Pryor pulled up in a white limo with the Pointer Sisters?
Yes.
Same thing. Same exact thing.
You know, I'm with you, Sybil. Sometimes you need some me time.
Just some, you know.
I thought we had a nice.
We have a great thing going.
Yeah.
And that's why you wanted to keep it that way.
Was it the hair jokes we did yesterday?
Yesterday, the hair jokes were fine. I did.
Oh, by the way, Sherry, do you do custom wigs?
Who needs a custom wig?
Well, we had a Christmas wish yesterday. An 18-year-old who's going through chemo, and she needed a custom wig.
Her head is so small that she can't do just a regular off the rack.
And so Jay suggested that
cut off all the Sybil's hair and give it to
the little girl.
for and that's a custom why Sybil wig. Was in her own limo.
And that's why she left.
She said, I'm not gonna go to sleep around them two.
Yes. Cause Jay with the scissors and Sybil sleep is
but
not.
But you know
a
what's so weird? When we go to like we went to McDonald's yesterday and all the people going, Sybil do have nice hair, man.
Wait, say it again, Jay.
Sybil do have nice hair. That was a lady.
That was a lady.
That must have been it.
She do have nice hair.
Oh, we're having such a good time, Cher. I wish you were out on the road with us.
If you can ever give up one of your jobs,
one of your many jobs, come out
on the road trips with us, Sherry, it really is a lot of fun.
I'm going to come.
There's this one hotel we stayed in Beaumont. Oh.
Tell me about it.
Give the city, but okay.
Okay. Yeah. I never seen this before. Okay. You have Bibles in the in your rooms.
Love
at a hotel.
It.
You know,
okay?
You open the drawer and there's your Bible.
But they took it a step further.
They took it a step further.
They took it a step further, Sherry. They had a 12-foot monument
of marble.
Of marble with the Ten Commandments written on front and back.
Oh, they don't play out there.
No. In front of a hotel, Sherry. Now think about this, what the commandments are.
The entrance to the hotel.
As you walk in the door, to your right.
Is a big 12-foot marble statue with the Ten Commandments on it.
Okay, so that's not the hotel where you go.
No.
Well, the rooms in this hotel, some of them have hot tubs.
Yeah.
Okay, and
so you know some adultery. You know some adultery.
That's one of the commandments down.
We know that's one of the commandments.
Thou shalt not say the names, say the Lord's name in vain.
You know at a hotel with a hot tub.
So you know when you're getting in the hot tub and sinning, you're going to hell. It's going to feel good. But you're going to hell.
This 12-foot marble statue, with this, it's right at the entrance.
It's right there.
Right there at the door. You have
How do you
see.
Have a good liaison in the hotel?
I know.
Like,
and
I guess
the man
you're supposed to get
owns
convicted.
The hotel.
The man who owns
the hotel.
Put
he put it up, and it's been there for about 10 years now.
You know, because maybe he got tired of all the shenanigans. Maybe he got
there's
just. A,
there's
you
another
know.
Commandment, of course, thou shalt not kill. And come to find out there was a murder there 2 years ago.
On the floor so I was on.
Are you saying the monument ain't working so well?
It ain't working at all.
It ain't worth the marble it's etched in.
And it's on both sides. It ain't taken. You're right.
It was very.
It was an interesting.
But tell me something. When you walked in the hotel and you saw the commandments there, did you feel a little conviction? Like what? Like that little tape that you was going to order on the you know, TV?
That little video
did you feel like
watch.
The little video you was about to wonka, wonka, wonka that you was about to watch? Did you put the remote down? Tom, you can answer that, Tom.
That doesn't stop them, Sherry.
Oh, it was. Mm. And then the hotel that we stayed, where we stayed in Shreveport was interesting.
Yeah.
It was the Margaritaville Casino and Resort,
yep.
And right next door was a Bass Pro.
Oh my gosh!
So men didn't know what to do. They didn't know whether to gamble or go over to the Bass Pro.
Bass Pro shops first. They were conflicted.
And every white man I saw over there looked like Duck Dynasty.
It was a scene out of Duck Dynasty.
Where did they film Duck Dynasty?
In Louisiana.
Oh, no wonder.
And you didn't get scared because being around all them Duck Dynasty men would scare me. That's a little too many beers.
It was a little strange because we were at breakfast yesterday and they were
a lot of Duck Dynasty.
A
guys,
lot yeah. of duck talk
and some yeah, Duck and Dynasty women too.
But they had nicely trimmed beards.
Nicely trimmed beards.
They really did. They were very nice.
Yeah, that's too many beards for me. So y'all done left the Commandment Hotel and went to the gambling.
Yeah.
Now we're in the Rock of Little, Sherry.
Yeah, Little Rock. And today after the show, we're doing a private tour of the Clinton Museum,
the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, that's
the Clinton
nice.
Library.
Yeah. Can you take some pictures?
Absolutely, if they allow us to. Yeah,
yeah. So we're on the road. Sherry's in New York. This is the TJMS.